For many centuries, the day of the week, which we celebrate today, Wednesday, in the middle of the week, in German it's Mittwoch, the middle of the week. When Mittwoch arrives, your hair stands up because that means Sunday is right around the corner. It means more work, 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 work. For you, nothing. For us, it is a cause of fear and trepidation. But anyway, for many centuries, this day of the week, Wednesday, is dedicated to the glorious patriarch of the Holy Church and the head of the Holy Family, Saint Joseph the Just, Saint Joseph the Silent. And thus today we celebrate, since it is possible, a Mass, the votive Mass of Saint Joseph, taking all the propers from his feast, except that it is not a first-class feast, so therefore there is no Gloria and no Credo. But we see in the readings, both of the Gospel and of Ecclesiasticus, the very great position that St. Joseph has. And it's interesting that at the end of the book of Ecclesiasticus, which of course is for St. Joseph, it says, and brought him into a cloud. Now, for many centuries also, if not almost always, the Church and the fathers of the Church and many saints of the Church have maintained that St. Joseph, like the Blessed Mother, was assumed body and soul into heaven. And so perhaps this prophecy, he brought him into a cloud, is a reference to the fact that he is assumed into heaven. And of course, in fact, there are no first-class relics of St. Joseph, just like there are no first-class relics of Mary. Because we have a first-class, more than a relic, of Jesus, because we have the Eucharist, which is he himself, not a relic, but he himself, the living and true God, the second person of the Trinity, born of the Virgin Mary. But there are none of Mary, there are none of Joseph. There are the veil of Mary and the staff of St. Joseph and this, that, the other. And of course, hopefully they are, we don't know. I have some of those things, they're put away. They're too old and too delicate, they'll fall apart, to bring them out and even to have blessings for you. But either way, there are no first-class relics. Here also in the Gospel, we are reminded of the great justice and love of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, for a long time, had prepared himself, and he espoused, was engaged to, the Blessed Mother, who herself had been prepared from eternity, we know, and definitely from her birth, in perpetual virginity, pure and perpetual virginity. And of course, St. Joseph was truly astounded and shocked. And of course, the fact that he is immaculate does not mean that he is perfect. Because he was not told that the Blessed Mother would come with child from the Holy Spirit. That was revealed to him then and now. It was a need-to-know type of knowledge. And it wasn't until that moment when he came back for her at Ayin Kayin to fetch her after the birth and circumcision of St. John the Baptist, who himself had been rendered pure and immaculate by the Blessed Virgin Mary's visit with a child in her womb, that it was very obvious that she was with child. Well, he didn't do it. Who did? And he didn't know. He was very shocked. He was very hurt. And the Gospel of St. Matthew tells us he, in his great justice, did not want to put her to shame. And if he accused her publicly, she would be put to death by stoning. So he did not want any of this. So he was ready to take the blame as a bad father who left his family, left his child, because no one else knew, and no one else was supposed to know, that this was the Son of God. And of course, it was at this point that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and told him, do not do what you're planning to do. She is with child from God, the Holy Spirit. He is to be the Savior of his nation and of all peoples. And he will judge the tribes of Israel. And you shall name him Jesus, which means Savior. And so, the beginning of the history of salvation in the New Testament. And St. Joseph is an integral part. A couple of years ago, many of us read and went through the beautiful consecration and so forth, which was put out in a book, which we have some in, I think, in the back, put out by Father Donald Calloway about St. Joseph, a very beautiful book about St. Joseph. And then from that, I learned of another book that was written by a nun, a cloister nun, who is not yet a saint. I don't remember her name now. But it was definitely the most beautiful book about St. Joseph that I have ever read. And here we find out all the different things, the wondrous qualities of St. Joseph. After Mary, there is no more powerful saint than St. Joseph. If you have any need, as St. Teresa of Avila said, "Ite ad Joseph," go to Joseph. Quoting the Old Testament, when the Jews came for food because they were starving to death, and they were told, "Ite ad Joseph," go to Joseph. So if you have any problems or any troubles or anything that you need taken care of, ite ad Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, tomorrow is the vigil of the Nativity of the Blessed Mother, which is Friday.